Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Welcome to 2022. I'm going to say that for a little while, Matt. Is that okay? Because it's still fresh. It's so fresh and powdery out there. Are you enjoying the hills? Matt, have you been enjoying the hills?
Not yet.
What?
Not
you
yet.
Better get up there. My son and I have conquered two of them already, and we're enjoying it. We have a challenge. We're going to attempt to get on about five or six different mountaintops this year, so we'll see what we can pull off. I'll get back to you on that one. So anyways, the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, inspiration, and education. And I've got a great guest this weekend with me. Prior to pulling back the curtain, though, I want to thank my awesome sponsors for sponsoring this show for, what, over 2 years now? Thank you, Brian Murphy and Nikki Marengo, Remax Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So, for those of you who have been listening to this show for about 3 years, thank you for putting up with me. No, I really appreciate that. And otherwise, even if you haven't been listening to the show for 3 years, you undoubtedly have heard this guest come onto the show because guess what? I love what she does. I love what her whole team does. They solve problems, not just water and mold problems. They solve housing problems. Megan Waters of Terry Homes, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing well. And actually, you know what? I just want to come right out the gate saying congratulations.
Thank you.
I read that the Flathead Building Association, Flathead Builders Association, had named Terry Homes Builder of the Year 2021.
We were ecstatic to hear that one.
Yeah, very cool.
It's a pretty, we're humbled.
Yeah.
Because the honor is voted on by our peers.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So it was, they know what's out there and they voted us Builder of the Year.
Yeah.
And we are humbled and grateful for just being able to be a part of it.
Well, your team is hometown. I mean, you're talking about local expertise, been doing it for what feels like a very long time, right?
Going on 30 years.
Going on 30 mm-hmm. years. Wow.
Since 1994.
That's
we
excellent.
Built that first home here in the valley.
Wow. So Ron and Myrna have seen a whole lot of things happen.
Lots of stuff happen. Lots of changes.
Yeah.
And
you know, that's important.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you think about it, both you and I are using phones, you know, that have gone through a lot of changes too.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, our phones looked a lot different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of phones, did you finally read, Matt, that the BlackBerry has finally died? That thing really hung on, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, goodbye, BlackBerry. It's okay. So anyways, back to housing.
Yes.
Yeah, and the point of that was that you're going to have to change. You're going to have to ebb and flow with the economic changes and the communal changes, the needs of your consumer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what? Hats off to you. You've done that really, really well.
Thank you. We definitely try. The first home we built, there wasn't even a microwave in it.
Oh, wow.
So that was, you know, a big change when we started putting microwaves in homes.
Yeah.
Like it just, we've always tried to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We might not have focused on the trends, but we've tried to grow and develop our homes to what the buyers want.
I was going to say.
What they're asking for.
I think it's quite, and I'm going to speak for a lot of us here. I think your focus has always been the home buyer.
Yes.
The consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because guess what? The trend is cool too. However, the trends may not serve the masses.
Exactly.
And you're here to help people with those dreams.
Yes. A lot of the trends can be done by homeowners. They want
right.
to, they
yeah.
want to, they take pride in their home. They want to go in and be able to really make it their own once they're in there.
Yeah.
And so we never felt that that was going to be our,
right.
our niche. We felt that we want to build a solid quality home that is attainable to our local buyers. And we're trying to keep doing that.
Yeah. It's the epitome of welcome home.
Exactly.
Right? So it keeps you warm at night. It keeps you safe. And you know what? Yep. You can grow your family in this place.
Exactly.
And whether that be furry friends or, you know, the other furry friends. So like I'm doing, you know, no, I love that. The focus has been the consumer. So naturally Builder of the Year, because guess what? The consumer at a time of housing crisis needs you now more than ever.
I think they do.
Yeah.
This valley needs us.
Yeah.
This valley needs homes. People are coming.
You know, you've been on the show. You've been probably one of my most regular guests. And it's been an awesome journey in the 3 years of this show to listen to Terry Homes go through developments, bring on developments, go through the system of order And then I obviously have to shift that too. Again, this is why I'm applauding you, because some people, you know, they'll come up with innovation and they'll say, this is what we're doing, tried and true, and we're never changing. And then guess what? 10 years later, they're gone.
They're gone. Yeah.
And plenty of industries, BlackBerry, do that, right? Because they don't ebb and flow with the needs of the consumer. You have to go where the consumer wants to be met.
Right.
In order to survive and thrive in whatever industry that you are in. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to housing, Terry Holmes does it really, really well by saying, you know what, at the end of the day, I just want people to be welcomed home.
Yes. We want people to want to come home, to be in their homes. We want them
And you want to give them quality.
Exactly.
You want to give them warranty. You want to give them safety and new things. And if it's a microwave, it's a microwave. Hey, Megan, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that time travel journey of Terry Holmes, because you've got great, great history in this valley. And the valley loves that. Really, really does.
Let's talk more about it.
This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Matcha, talking with Megan Waters of Terry Holmes. We'll be right back.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And you know what? We're getting all three of those this weekend with Megan Waters of Terry Holmes. Welcome back to the show. And congratulations, Builder of the Year.
Thank you so much.
That's really, really cool. And I think we really kind of cracked that shell. We went right to it. Builder of the Year because you're consumer focused.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back in time a little bit. About 7-8 years ago, I was shopping a buyer. And believe it or not, seven or eight years ago, we weren't finding inventory for them either. So guess what? There's always an inventory problem. It just seems to be a little bit stronger these days.
Right.
Okay. So we're shopping, we're looking. And Megan, I meet Megan at probably an NMAR function or an MLS meeting, or I bump into you and I was like, wait a minute, I got to chat with this gal. And so you welcome me over to your showroom floor.
Right.
And you say, Justin, this is our process. And this is where your buyer gets to walk in, register in our system. Here are the fixtures. Here's the flooring, you know. And I thought to myself, what a cool experience for the home buyer to kind of walk in to sort of see the assemble line process, pick and choose, and have a chauffeur throughout the whole experience, and probably have a home in a few months. That's pretty fantastic. So guess what? Signed, sealed, delivered, done. Yes. Well, times have changed.
They have.
Yeah. And we all know of inventory issues, not just with final product, with pieces.
Yes.
You know, for those of us who flip homes, like my wife and I, you know, sometimes the choices of flooring were what was available.
Yep.
Guess what? We're getting stainless steel appliances, even though we wanted white, because that's all that's on the showroom floor.
Yes.
And that's kind of where our industry has gone and still in many ways is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a consumer driven builder, with the goal of building, what, 40 plus homes a year?
40 plus homes a year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That probably becomes pretty problematic if you're waiting on fixtures.
It has made us change how we sell the homes.
Okay.
We can still build that many homes, but unfortunately, we can't guarantee certain products.
So we pivoted.
So exactly. We had to pivot.
Yep.
We had to look at what was available for the homes, and we had to make all of the selections. So right now I have 30 homes that is going to come onto the market.
Whoa.
That are going to be built probably before August or September this year.
Okay, good.
Hey, that guess will what? Be sold.
We need those.
We do.
Yeah. All right. Did you hear that, friends? Even my realtor friends, 30 homes.
30 something homes. Yep.
That's awesome.
And then of course we're going to build more after.
Of course.
But right now that's what we have planned. Unfortunately, there is no selection options.
Mm-hmm.
We have had to pivot and take what we found, what quality materials we had, and we're going to build the homes with those.
hey, you have to accommodate with what the environment is providing. Right. And you know what? I'm going to speak for 1,000 people right now. You know, those that bought homes last year probably started their process with this big bells and whistles checklist. I want this, 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 yes. this. And they ended up settling for something very different.
Yes.
We're going to compromise simply because we want a roof.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not going to get this. I'm going to end with that. And you know what? In time, maybe mm-hmm. we'll make this happen.
Yes.
Well, guess what? You're doing the same thing. You're saying, hey, the number one most important priority right now is putting 30 homes in the valley for these people who need them.
It came down to needs, wants.
Yeah.
You know, we realized that we were going to not be able to find these items that these buyers wanted, but what we could still do is build a quality home with the granite, with the quartz countertops, with this. So we take every home that we're building and we design it. We make mm-hmm. sure everything looks great, and we build the home, and then we're able to sell it to somebody. So it's a different experience. You're still getting a brand new home. You're still getting warranties in the home. You're still getting those top of the line features that you want.
And a microwave.
And a microwave.
Yeah. Hear that, Matt? And a microwave. That's fantastic. You know what? There's so many things we can discuss right now. I don't have enough time for that. However, I just want to champion that reality that here you are as a businesswoman, saw the marketplace, pivoted to where the marketplace needed you most, and you, as a result, win. Actually, you know the real winner? Your home buyer.
I think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you created the opportunity.
Yeah.
And now today they are warm because there's about 10 inches of snow out there.
Yes.
You know, and they are able to expand their lifestyle, whatever that means. If it's expanding the family, expanding the furry friends, or if it's just expanding their imagination, you know, they've got a home to do that in and they're protected.
Yep.
That's fantastic, Megan. Thank you for doing that. Thanks to Ron and Myrna.
Absolutely.
For 30 years.
Almost 30 years.
Of service.
Yes.
In this valley. Yes. How many homes? Do you know?
I don't know exactly. I'm going to have to dig out some numbers, but I would say easily over 800 homes in this valley we've built.
Wow. Over 800 homes.
Yes.
Have your company's fingerprints on them.
Yes.
That's a lot of people.
That is. That's a lot of families.
That's a big impact.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, you've got inventory coming up soon, mm-hmm. right? I'm not allowed to say coming soon. Okay. I'm not allowed. You can though. You've got inventory happening in the future. Let's just call it that way.
We do.
And anybody who would like to learn a little bit more about Terry Homes, the impact that they make, the floor plans that they offer.
Yes.
TerryHomesMT.com, right?
Exactly.
And you're located in beautiful Kalispell and you serve the whole Flathead Valley. You know what? I want to have you on the show. We've got a brand new series happening real soon. What's new and what's developing in the Flathead. Can you join me?
Absolutely.
Real soon.
I would love to bring you back on
because I know you have good stuff cooking.
We do.
Okay. It's Megan Waters, Terry Homes. My name is Justin Mecha, the Flathead Home Show. Hey, friends, be safe, be well, stay warm. And of course, as always,
welcome home.